Okay, good morning all. We are up to Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Test, Chapter 13, Mishnah 9 of Maseches Yevamos. In general, whenever we have a case of Yibam, with when two co-wives fall to a Yavam, in such a situation, when they do Yibam with one of these women, then the other one will be exempt. Right? That was the opening Mishnah. The Yibam with one Yavama will exempt the co-wives. However, this becomes a little more complicated when we involve rabbinic marriage into the mix, because if you have two rabbinic marriages side by side that are equal, then fine. Then we, in general, as we've seen previously, we consider that, for all intents and purposes, as the same as two biblical marriages side by side with one another. But whenever you have two differing rabbinic marriages, or if you have a rabbinic marriage and a biblical marriage side by side, then things get very complicated. So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. The next two Mishnahs will deal with these cases. So, in general, what happens? So if you have two co-wives that fall for Yibam, so one of them marries the Yavam, one of them, in theory, will marry the Yavam, or do Chalitza with the Yavam, and then, as a result, the other one will become forbidden to be married to any of the surviving brothers and to this current man as well. That's a regular case when you have an average situation where a man dies without children and he was married to two wives who are both above bas mitzvah aged. What happens, however, in rabbinic cases when they get involved? Let's see what the Mishnah has to say. If a man was married to two ketanos, to two underage girls who, again, were married off by their mothers or their brothers, and then he dies without children, so these two girls will now fall to his brothers for Yibam. Ba'yavam al rishona, if one of the brothers has relations with one of the girls, which will then discharge the Yibam obligation for both of the girls, meaning one of them is completed Yibam with, and the other one does not need to do Yibam, she's exempt from it. The chazer of Baal Ashnia, and he then had relations with the second one, Osha ba'achiv al Ashnia, or the brother had relations with the second one, lo pasal as rishona, then this second act by either the original Yavam or another one of the brothers did not disqualify the first one, meaning the original Yavam who married the first wife, he is allowed to stay married to her, and we don't assume that this second act will prohibit the woman from staying with him, but rather it was just not an appropriate thing to do. It was a prohibited act, but nonetheless it will not prohibit the first girl's marriage to the Yavam. And so too we have a case where you have two two deaf mute women who are married to a man and he dies without children. This halacha would be the same if you do a Yibam with one of the women and then someone comes with the other woman, either the same Yavam or a different brother, then it will not impact the first marriage. You can't be married to the second one, but it will not impact the first marriage at all. Then, says the Mishnah, complicating things a little further, what if you have two different rabbinic marriages, one of them who's a katana, right, one who is married off by her brother or her mother and she's under 12, and one who is a chereshes, one who is a deaf mute. So a man is married to both of these women. So what happens if Yibam is done with one of them versus the other, and then someone has relations with the other one? So let's see what the Mishnah has to say. Ketana the chereshes. If one has two wives, one who is a ketana, an underage orphan girl who is married off by her brother or her mother, and the other was a chereshes, the other is a deaf mute, who both of them are rabbinic level marriages. Well, so then he passes away, and the Yavam needs to decide what he wants to do. So by Yavam ala Ketana, if the Yavam did Yibam with the Ketana, with the underage orphan girl, the Chazer uba ala Chereshes, and he then had relations with the Chereshes girl, Osha ba achiv ala Chereshes, or the other brother, another one of the brothers came along and had relations with the chereshes after the first brother had already done yibam with the katana, lo pasal as a katana, then he did not disqualify the katana from being married to the yavam, and the reason why is because we assume that at best these are equal level marriages, or at worst the katana is a higher level rabbinic marriage. So that's why no matter what he would not have disqualified this katana from staying married to the yavam by yavam, and it was just seen as an illicit relation by yavam ala chereshes v'chazer oba ala katana. But if the opposite case happened, if the yavam did yibam with the chereshes and then he had relations with the katana, osha ba achiv ala katana, or another brother had was with the katana after the first brother was with the chereshes, pasal as a chereshes, and the first then this first act, when the brother had did yibum with the chereshes, with the deaf mute girl, this will then apostle her, will make her not allowed to stay married to the original yavam, because of the concern that the katana was a higher level marriage, and then when they had relations together, that was the proper yibum, and then that means the chereshes is not allowed to stay married to him, and therefore because of this, what happens is the yibum that was originally done with the chereshes will end up becoming invalid, and he has to give her a get, and then also they have to give a get to the katana as well, and no one could stay married to anyone in this situation. That was Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Yud continues with similar situations, but we throw a biblical marriage into the mix as well. So says the Mishnah, Pikachas v'chereshes, if a man was married to a Pikachas, which again, for our purposes, is just basically means a regular woman who was above the age of 12, who didn't have any of the regular disqualifications for marriage that we've been discussing. So he was married to her on a biblical level, and he was also married to a chereshes, who is again a rabbinic level marriage. So he dies without children, and so now they both fall to yibam to his brothers. So by yavam ala pikacha. So if the yavam first did yibam with the normal wife, with the pikachas wife, and again, forgive me for using the word normal, but for in these purposes. That's what it means. It means a woman who didn't have any limitations on a halachic level for marriage. So again, if the yavam had relations, did yibam with the pikachas v'chazar ba'ala chereshes, and then he had relations with the chereshes with the woman who was a deaf mute, or the brother had relations with the chereshes after this original brother did yibam with the pikachas lo pasal sa pikachas, and the pikachas is not disqualified, and she's allowed to stay married to the yavam because that marriage for sure took place on a biblical level, and then this biblical yavam certainly exempted the other co-wife. That's what would happen in such a situation when it was like that. But by yavam al hachireshes v'chazer o ba'al hapikachas, in such a situation when the yavam first did yavam with the chireshes and then he had relations with the pikachas, o sheba'a achiv al hapikachas, or the brother had relations with the pikachas after the first brother did yavam with the chereshes, pasul as a chereshes, then the chereshes becomes a pasul. She can't stay married to the yavam because since this chereshes is marriage to and yibam, we're only a like rabbinic level situation. When the yavam had relations with her, it was also a rabbinic yibam, and the woman who was married on a biblical level, her obligation, her connection of yibam was not totally disintegrated from the brother. So therefore, when him or the other brother had relations with the pikachas, this completed the biblical act of yibam, and she then became the full wife. Therefore, since both wives on some level have been acquired through yibam, ultimately what will happen is they're both going to be usher, and both of them will have to receive gets from the husbands. No one could stay married to anyone in such a situation. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud. God willing, we'll continue with Mishnah Yud Aleph, but for now, we'll stop right here.